wine that went to space, now for sale.
Wow, that's kind of cool.
You can buy Napoleon's handkerchief.
Does it have the old Napoleonic snot on it?
It just might. We'll tell you about it.
Yeah.
New record for time spent playing a video game.
Uh-oh. I mean, so some guy sat and played for like hours and hours.
That is true, Dr. Fauci.
Yeah.
Dogs have a better social life than their owners. This is according to a survey of thousands of owners.
Wow.
From iNet Radio, that's the Mickey Golden Program. Starring Mickey Golden, Magic Mark Chickasaw Rickshaw.
Thank you so much.
Well, Professor Fatso Puny. Hey, oh, wow, here representing the octogagarians. Dr. Fauci on medical advice.
Wear a mask, wash your hands, and, get the vaccine.
Former President Bill Clinton. Suey, baby, it's all good. Now here's Mickey Golden. Right, not quite famous Mickey Gordon program. Some of the headlines. It's a big headline. Former President Trump. Was hoping to get back on Facebook, but they had their review in committee, and they decided, no, that's not happening.
Oh, wow.
So, he's off of there for another 6 months or something like that.
Can it be political?
I don't know. We don't do politics. We're just reporting what happened. A woman missing since 2020, that would be last year, has been found in a national forest out west, living in a tent.
Said it was her way of getting away from her family.
Yeah. That's the deal with that. Not quite famous Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio, Cinco de Mayo today. Gonna do our history lesson. 1923 on this date.
Yeah.
Syracuse University refused to let a student, Bernice Goldstein, graduate because she had not learned how to swim.
Man, to tell me she hadn't learned how to swim, so they said you can't graduate?
Apparently the same thing happened to Jay Leno. He could swim. He went to Emerson College in Boston. He was from Massachusetts. Completed all of his courses at Emerson College.
Yeah.
Which is where I went. But at the time, you needed a swimming credit. And he was not willing to stay to do the swimming credit.
Yeah, but they also, when he became famous, they gave him an honorary degree.
Yeah. So perhaps he chose the right path.
Yeah.
Alan Shepard on this date in 1961 became the first American to travel into space, making a suborbital flight of 15 minutes.
Yeah.
This date in 1999, a man who admitted making thousands of obscene phone calls over a three-year period was arrested in Vienna, Austria.
Wow.
After one of the women told him that she was busy and she would return his call.
Yeah.
He gave her his phone number, and that's how they found the prank caller.
Nice.
This date in 2004, Picasso's 1905 painting, Boy with Pipe, sold for $104 million at Sotheby's in New York, setting a new record for an auctioned painting.
Wow.
This date in 2005, a 38-year-old suburban New York City man allegedly admitted to police that he drank 10 beers before lighting a commercial-grade firework.
I mean, like the stuff they use in the big displays, Macy's and stuff, 4th of July.
Yeah. He lit a commercial-grade firework inside his home.
Wow.
That's a ditty.
Yeah, he blew up the house, and he burned himself and a female companion. The sheriff's spokesman said that the firework, designed to spread a pattern of 50 feet across, was set off in an 8x8 room.
Yeah. Who's having a bad day?
Oh, man, that's... Talk about stupid.
Yeah.
Drinking there. This date in 2009, a new study revealed that the French spend more time at the table and in bed than any other nation.
Yeah, France.
A lot of hidey going on over there.
Yeah.
This day in 2018, an electric cigarette exploded, killing a man in St. Petersburg, Florida. It was the first U.S. death from a vaping product.
So the thing blew up.
Yeah, because those things that run on batteries.
Yeah.
So, because they hadn't perfected it yet.
Yeah. You know, I imagine with most inventions, somebody's going to die.
Wonder who's been killed by the simple mouse trap.
I don't know. That'd be interesting.
Oh, man. Hillary leaves them mouse traps all over the damn house. I step on them every once in a while. Man, I stepped on one once. It smacked my knuckle.
Your knuckle?
Yeah, I was crawling around looking for my underwear.
Okay. All right, enough, Bill.
Yeah.
Special events. Everybody celebrating Cinco de Mayo.
It's an excuse to drink.
It's Enchilada Day.
Yeah.
Oyster Day. Cartoonist Day. Great American Grump Out Day.
Yeah.
International Roller Derby Day. And Astronaut Day. It's also Skilled Trades Day.
So they're celebrating this stuff everywhere.
Yeah, you know, it's like official proclamations. I used to have to sign them and stuff. You know, I was like President of the United States.
Number for the day today, 90,700.
Yeah.
90,700 is the number of nursing homes and residential care facilities across the USA.
Yeah, there you have it.
Birthdays for today. We have Adele, the singer. 33.
Getting over the hill.
Not compared to us. I was 33. World War II hadn't happened yet.
Yeah.
And she used to like to call herself Adelwa.
Adelwa. Well, that's with the accent.
Vanessa Bryant, the widow of Kobe Bryant, who died in the helicopter crash pre-COVID.
Yeah, that was the big news before the COVID hit.
Yeah. Turns out the pilot was flying in, you know, bad conditions.
Yeah.
You know, Vanessa Bryant, Kobe's widow, 39 today. Danielle Fishel from Boy Meets World is 40 years old. Tina Yathers from Family Ties, back in the 80s. She was the young kid.
Yeah. The baby.
She's 48. Brian Williams, the newsman from MSNBC, 62 today.
Yeah.
Former MTV news correspondent Kurt Loder is 76.
Oh, yeah, that's the guy who used to always do the MTV news. You know, like, here's MTV news.
Yeah, and he was all like, I'm Kurt Loder, MTV news.
Yeah.
Well, he's 76 years old today.
Yeah.
He was from the beginning of the MTV.
Michael Palin from Monty Python.
Not related to Sarah Palin?
No, this is Michael Palin from Monty Python.
Yeah.
78 years old today. And Lance Henriksen from Millennium and Aliens is 81 years old today.
So there you have it.
Not quite famous Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio.
Yow.
Some news tidbits out there. According to a survey, 1 in 4 Americans say that they would consider donating a kidney to a stranger while still alive.
Yeah. So that means if you get grabbed by one of those underground groups or you go to like a massage parlor and they have an igloo and they, you know, cut your kidney out, you don't care.
I guess that's what it means.
That's just a survey. Some guy set a video game record by playing 44 hours and 44 minutes.
Wow.
Details on that coming up. A surge in grain prices could mean slightly higher taco prices later in the summer.
Oh, man. You can't tell me they're taking away the tacos.
That's just what they're saying. And a study shows that prolonged sitting can lead to anxiety disorders.
So basically, get off your ass.
Come on, man.
Yes, absolutely. Mickey Gordon program. News stuff coming up. News you may not hear anywhere else. Now here's the announcer. That's the Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. Mickey Gordon in the iTunes Store, Play Store, or at inetradio.com. More with Mickey coming up. Mickey Gordon from iNet Radio. Not quite famous Mickey Gordon program on that Radio Cinco de Mayo today. Wow. Some news you may not have heard about. Christie's Auction House said Tuesday that it is selling a bottle of French wine that spent more than a year in orbit aboard the International Space Station.
Wow. That's kind of cool. You and Mrs. Fauci got enough cash to buy that? Well, how much is it?
The auction house thinks that a wine connoisseur might pay as much as $1 million to own it.
Man, I'm going to have to check with the wife.
So you got that kind of cash?
Well, you know, with all the interviews and the popularities and speeches.
So you just like a Washington swamp dude?
Yeah. Well, yeah. And you know, there's something good about being a swamp dude.
Exactly.
Longevity.
Yep. Okay, back to the news here, guys.
Yep.
Well, let's get back to it. In San Bernardino, California, authorities are trying to find the owner of a foot found on a highway.
Why?
Not a shoe, a foot.
And then they found a foot?
Yeah.
It was a foot. The appendage was located in the center medium of the freeway. It may have belonged to a woman and appeared to have been there for several days.
Yeah.
The foot was not in a sock or shoe.
So just a lone foot.
Yeah, a lone foot. No further remains or clues were discovered during an extensive search of the area.
So they just have the foot.
Yeah, the foot. No patients missing a foot were reported in nearby hospitals. The investigation continues.
Yeah.
4 months after getting kicked off Twitter and Facebook, and now he's been told he can't go back on Facebook, Donald Trump, former president of the United States, on Tuesday launched his own online platform called From the Desk of Donald J. Trump. The catch is that the platform is strictly for Trump to share his musings, so there's no way for people to chime in.
Wow. Or share it.
I guess.
I don't know.
How much would you pay for a 200-year-old secondhand handkerchief?
Now, does it have the snot in it?
No, I don't know. How about a strip of blood-stained cotton used at an autopsy?
Well, that's something I'd like to bring home to the wife.
Or some old hair.
Old hair. My wife might like that, too.
These items are on offer today at an auction house in France. This marks the 200th anniversary of the death of Napoleon.
Y'all.
And there is a handkerchief in the auction that Napoleon supposedly used.
Wow.
Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio.
Yeah.
More news stuff for you today. Flight attendants in Vietnam, on the National Vietnam Airlines carrier, were able to reunite a passenger with a wallet that contained cash. They were cleaning the airplane for the next flight and discovered the wallet, and it had $45,000 in cash in it.
Wow.
That's a lot of cash to lose. You'd think you'd check your pocket before you leave.
Well, they found the passenger, and he's been reunited with the cash, and he's going to give him a reward.
Yeah.
In Washington State, a woman just won $200,000 from the lottery scratch-off ticket.
Wow. Not bad.
Yeah, this is just 2 weeks after winning $50,000 from a scratch-off ticket.
Wow. So within 3 weeks, she's made $250,000.
Yeah. I suggest you keep scratching those tickets.
Yeah, that's true.
A Quebec man broke a video game playing Guinness World Record.
Yeah. Doesn't surprise me. They're in big lockdowns up there. There's nothing to do, you know? Like the U.S. is coming back.
Well, Bobby Gamanchi of Quebec said his session playing World of Warcraft was originally going to end after 34 hours.
Yeah.
But he had discovered that someone else was chasing the same record at the same time. So he went another 10 hours and 44 minutes for a total of 44 hours and 44 minutes and 44 seconds, earning him the Guinness World Record for playing the same video game longer than anybody else. Well, everybody's got to have something to aspire to. As most pet owners will admit, their furry friend is the star of the show.
Yep.
Now, a study finds that the pandemic is just reinforcing their status as top dog or fanciest feline.
Yep.
66% of pet owners believe that their dog has a better social life than they do.
Wow.
In fact, over half say that their pet has more friends than they do.
Yeah. Well, they're going to have to do something to fix that.
Yeah, no kidding. Becky Gordon program at iNet Radio. Some happy news here. The White Oak Conservation Center in Florida announced this week that a dozen female Asian elephants have already arrived at this new refuge located north of Jacksonville. It's in Yulee, Florida.
Yulee, that sounds like a popular place.
I don't think so. Popular for the elephants, that's for sure. Yeah, up to 20 more elephants are expected once more areas are completed. And at the planned 2,500 acre space.
Yeah, try to talk.
Most of the animals previously traveled with the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus until they were retired in 2016.
Yeah.
That was due to the pressure of the animal cruelty.
Yeah.
So then once they didn't have the elephants anymore, the circus, well, it folded like a cheap wallet.
Yeah.
One of those things. But it's nice to see that these elephants are going to be living out their days on this sanctuary.
Yeah, you got that right.
Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. Stupid news coming up. That's the Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio with Mickey Gordon, Magic Mark Chickasaw Rickshaw, the Professor Fatso Puny, Cosmic Louie on astrology, Dr. Fauci with medical advice, and former President Bill Clinton. More with Mickey coming up. iNet Radio. Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio.
Cinco de Mayo.
Stupid news. Wacky but true.
Well, here comes the crazy stuff.
Yeah, a child made his way onto the conveyor belt baggage handling system at Minneapolis St. Paul International Airport this past Saturday.
Well, really?
Yeah, the 9-year-old boy was not injured when police found him in the baggage system. It happened Saturday afternoon as a group of about 20 people were checking their bags for a trip. And they were talking together, a trip that they were actually taking together.
Read it right.
Yeah. So this is a group of 20 people going on a trip together.
God, I hope they were social distancing.
Among them was this 9-year-old boy who dove onto the bag belt as it left the ticketing lobby to go down into where all the conveyors separate the bags.
Yeah.
People didn't notice him going down there, but a minute later they figured it out.
Yeah.
And police grabbed him within a couple of minutes down in the system.
Wonder if you could get hurt down there.
So he's just riding around on the automated conveyor belts at Minneapolis Airport. Other wacky news. An office manager in Hungary is in trouble with his bosses.
All this weird stuff always happens there.
Yeah. The manager wrote to his staff that we're living in stressful times and that he felt we could all be more productive on Monday if employees took a few minutes to pair off and give each other a vertical back rub lasting 1 to 2 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm sure there was backlash on that one.
Yeah.
He may lose his job.
Perhaps he has ulterior reasons for wanting to do that.
Yeah. The owner of a Massachusetts pizza parlor lied about the number of employees he had to fraudulently obtain more than $660,000 in federal coronavirus relief funds. He then used some of the money to buy and stock an alpaca farm in Vermont.
Sounds like a scheme and a half.
Yeah. Dana McIntyre of Grafton, Vermont, was arrested Tuesday and charged with wire fraud and money laundering.
Nice.
McIntyre was the owner of Rasta Pasta Pizzeria in April 2000 when he applied for a Paycheck Protection Program loan. But in his application, he falsified an official tax form and claimed that the pizza shop had almost 50 employees when he actually only had 10.
Yeah.
So that inflated the size of the loan he was entitled to after receiving the loan.
Yeah.
What a guy. He sold the pizza shop and used the money to purchase and upgrade that farm in Vermont. So now, of course, he's in the clink. That's stupid news. Sleazy showbiz report coming up. Mickey Gordon program. Keep it here. That's the Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. The apps are in the App Store and the iTunes Store and the Play Store. All the stores where you get apps. Or just go to inetradio.com. Coming up, more with Mickey Gordon.
You're listening to the Mickey Gordon program.
Not quite famous Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. Time for the Sleazy Showbiz Report. The American Film Institute's annual Life Achievement Award Gala. Set later this year to honor Julie Andrews will now take place nearly a year and a half after it was originally scheduled.
Why was that? Let me guess. I got the answer. It's COVID.
Correct. The event was initially set for April 2020, but was postponed in the wake of the pandemic. It will now be held on November 11th at the Dolby Theater there in Hollywood. The ceremony will air on TNT.
Check your local listings.
Exactly. Mickey Gordon program. Got some celebrity schlock here. Ben Affleck.
Affleck.
Ben Affleck.
Affleck.
Now I'm going confused. Ben Affleck. Or just Ben. He's making headlines across the internet after he sent a video of himself to a woman who unmatched him on the dating app, Raya.
Never heard of it.
I haven't either.
Well, I don't need to because I got a wife.
Yeah. Apparently when...
I got Hill, man, so I don't need to either.
Well, anyhow, so Ben sent this video to this woman who unmatched him. Apparently when the newly single Ben matched with the woman named Naveen, she immediately unmatched with him because she didn't believe it was the real Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
So he sent a message saying, no, I don't want to be unmatched.
So we'll see if he gets a little hidey with her.
Yeah, so that's been, making the gossip columns.
The internet blew up.
Correct. Mickey Gordon program from MyNet Radio. WandaVision star Elizabeth Olsen will play Candy Montgomery. Yeah, a Texas woman who was convicted for murdering her friend with an axe in 1980. The limited series titled Love and Death will stream on HBO Max.
No date for it yet?
Not listed here.
No.
The Irregulars have solved their last case.
Oh, man.
Netflix has canceled the Sherlock Holmes drama after one season.
Yeah.
The Irregulars is the latest in a string of Netflix cancellations following The Duchess, Hoops, Queen Sono, The Order, and Away.
Yeah.
Additional originals set to end include Castlevania and The Last Kingdom.
Oh, man. Does that mean they're going to take them off the thing?
I'm sure the old episodes will still be available. I guess it's just,
they're done with it.
I was looking for something to watch last night.
Yeah.
It goes on forever and ever.
No.
More celebrity schlock. Will Smith is ready for a change after admitting that he's in the worst shape of his life.
Oh, how narcissistic.
Wearing nothing but his boxer briefs, the 52-year-old posed for an Instagram on Tuesday and declared it was time to get serious about his health.
Yeah. So he's got the dad bob.
I saw the picture. He looks maybe, you know, not perfect.
Yeah.
He says he's done with countless days grazing through the pantry. No more midnight muffins. And he's announced that he's teaming up with YouTube to get his health and wellness back on track.
Yeah. He don't look that dead.
No, if I look that good even after being a man.
Yeah.
Publicity stunt?
Oh, that's possible. He doesn't need to lose that much weight.
More sleazy showbiz stuff. There's a new addition coming to the Law & Order franchise. This new spinoff series will tackle a different side of the criminal justice system.
Hey, man, when you got something working like Law & Order, you just do it.
When there are endless stories, just look into police files.
Yeah.
And you'll find what you need. The new series will be called Law & Order for the Defense and will follow a defense team.
Oh, okay.
So that'll be different. Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. Sleazy Showbiz Report. YouTube is used heavily on phones and tablets.
Yeah, that's true.
But it's also big on regular televisions.
Yeah.
I do it.
Yeah.
I'm a tuber, you're a tuber. Wouldn't you like to be a tuber too?
In December alone, more than 120 million people watched YouTube content on their TVs.
One man.
In fact, YouTube viewers watch more than a billion hours of content on TVs each day.
Man, I wonder what the cost of the bandwidth is on that.
Pretty heavy too, duty.
Yeah.
Andrew Garfield let the Marvel fans know that he's not coming back to play Superman again.
What?
I mean Spider-Man.
Yeah, get the guy straight.
Yeah, oh man, Hill's gonna be pissed.
We'll start throwing vases around the house.
Yeah, so Andrew Garfield was not going to be playing Spider-Man ever again.
Yeah. Is that the role he played?
Well, he's not gonna have anything to do with it. I don't even know who the hell he is.
Yeah.
That's why you call this sleazy showbiz. They just send in the stuff and it's like, well, we'll pass it out to them for a small donation.
Yep.
The Monkees are coming to your town one last time. They have just announced a North American farewell tour starting on September 11th in Seattle.
Yeah.
The Monkees farewell tour will feature songs that span the band's entire career.
Yeah. Hey, hey, we're the Monkees.
Monkees singer Davy Jones died in 2012. And multi-instrumentalist blah, 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 Peter Tork.
Can't speak.
Yeah. An impediment here. Peter Tork followed in 2019, but surviving members Mickey Dolenz and Michael Nesmith have been leading the group for the past few years.
Yep.
They toured in 2019 and were originally booked to head out again in 2020.
Yeah.
But the pandemic happened.
Yeah, no concerts after that.
What's your favorite sitcom? Rolling Stone's list of the 100 best sitcoms of all time is here.
Yeah. You gonna read the whole thing?
No, we'll give you the top 10. We'll count them down to number one like Casey Kasem.
I'm Casey Kasem, counting them down. The top 10 sitcoms of all time. In at number 10, The Simpsons. In at number 9, Cheers. In at number 8, it's Seinfeld. Number 7, I Love Lucy. Number 6, All in the Family. Number 5 was MASH. Beating MASH and coming in at number 4 was The Mary Tyler Moore Show. Number 3, the third most popular sitcom of all time, according to Rolling Stone magazine, was The Honeymooners. In at number 2, Parks and Recreation. And finally, in at number 1 on Rolling Stone's list of the 100 best sitcoms of all time, The Larry Sanders Show. And there you have it, the top 10 sitcoms of all time according to Rolling Stone magazine. I'm Casey Kasem. Keep reaching for the stars.
Mickey Golden program from iNet Radio. Thank you, Casey Kasem.
You're most welcome. Anytime we have a list, I'm happy to do it.
Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. Some stuff coming up. That's Mickey Gordon. Stay tuned for more stuff. Mickey Gordon from iNet Radio. Not quite famous, Mickey Gordon program. Some stuff before we leave. Spy the lie. Oh, yeah, three things here, all right? You gotta spy the lie. Half of all junk mail is never opened. True or false?
Yeah.
The typical credit card holder carries an average balance of $6,194.
Wow.
And before it was available to the public, Twitter was first named Birdsong.
I'm going to say that one's the lie, because Twitter started out like a radio app.
Yeah. So you're correct. That is the lie. Twitter did not start off with the name Birdsong, but the typical credit card holder does carry an average balance of $6,194. Always in debt.
Oh, man. You should see the balance a hill carries.
But you guys are doing good with your foundation, right?
Oh, yeah, that's no problem. She said Hill likes to play, you know, on time. Think she's doing better with her cash.
And half of all junk mail is never opened.
Yeah.
But it must still work because they keep sending it out.
Yeah.
Mickey Gordon program from MyNet Radio. Finally, one trivia question.
Yeah.
Then we got to go to a meeting.
Yeah.
Only half of the world's population has ever done this. What is it?
I have absolutely no clue.
Bill?
Sitsui!
Nope. Professor? Only half of the world's population has ever done this.
Used a bidet?
No.
Rickshaw?
Only half the world's population has ever done this. Cleaned their ears?
Nope, that's not correct. Only half of the world's population has ever done what? Believe it or not, received a phone call.
Really?
Kid you not.
Come on, man.
No, he kid you not. It's absolutely true. Mr. Joe there.
When are you going to get him on?
They won't talk. He's too busy.
Well, you know, I remember when I was president, you know, we had to run the country. I didn't have time to go to some damn radio show. Now that I'm retired, hell yeah, I need to get out of the house. You know, Hill can be kind of moody.
You bet. All right, that does it for us. Not quite famous Mickey Gordon program from MyNet Radio. You be good to yourself. Be good to your friends. Be good to your family. Be good to strangers, because hate has no place up in here. Now the big bald announcer, Ronald Demerson. That is correct. I'm Ronald Demerson. I'm bald. And I polish my head every day. I'm proud of my chrome dome. And I'm the announcer for the Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. Try to bring them to you each and every day. Latest in news and stuff. And as we always say, this is the Mickey Gordon program. Copyright 2021, InterNetwork, iNet Radio.